Agenda item number 8, Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association, Mr. Johnson.
Morning.
Good morning.
Chesapeake Landings Homeowners Association is requesting authorization to install a 20-foot wide stone groin extending 70 feet channel to mean low water with a 20-foot by 30-foot stone spur and place 50 cubic yards of beach nourishment upon 300 square feet of subaqueous bottom along the Chesapeake Bay shoreline with Thimble Shoals Court in the city of Hampton. The project requires a dune and beach permit as well as subaqueous permit. The project is again located in the city of Hampton. This is an aerial of the area. This is the Buck Road Fishing Pier with Fortman Road to the south, and this is the groin in question that is failing. As you can see, there are other groins in the area, as well as some breakwaters up on the city property to the north. This is a plan view of the proposed groin, 20 feet wide, extending over 134 linear feet of a jurisdictional beach, and 70 linear feet of subaqueous bottom with a stone spur on the downdrift side, 30 feet by 20 feet. It's proposed to be constructed of Class 3 armor stone, and will also have sand fill on the downdrift side, again on 300 square feet of subaqueous bottom. Sand fill, landward of mean low water, is an exempt activity under the beach and dunes ordinance. This is a longitudinal cross-section of the project showing the elevations. As you can see, the groin does not qualify for a low-profile groin, but still staff is looking like it is appropriate. Here is the terminal cross section showing a 2-to-1 slope on the groin itself, as well as the cross of the spur. Here is a ground shot showing the failed groin. Again, you can see that it's just not really holding very much sand. The rubble I'm standing here on is on the City of Hampton property. The City of Hampton has not adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance as provided for in 28.2-1403 of the Code of Virginia. Accordingly, the Commission is functioning as the Beach and Dune Board for review of this project. Staff has discussed the project with Scott Hardaway from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Mr. Hardaway indicated that a groin was an acceptable erosion control structure at this location and that the rock should be at least Class 3 in size, which it is. Staff conducted a public hearing for the project on October 7, 2016. The meeting was attended by the agent for the applicant and staff. No comments were received from the public. Staff did discuss the project with the City of Hampton by phone, who owns the fishing pier located to north, and they did not indicate any concerns with the project at that time. Staff notes that there is erosion ongoing at the site and the existing groin has failed, which has contributed to the observed erosion. Therefore, staff believes that an erosion control structure is inappropriate in this area, and after consulting with the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, that a groin is acceptable. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1408 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with a royalty of $15 for the placement of beach nourishment upon 300 square feet of subaqueous bottom at 5 cents per square foot. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have. The applicant and his agent are here.
Are there any questions from the commission? Mr. Johnson, I do have one question.
Yes,
what, if anything, will happen to the groin that's failed and existing in place there?
To be removed, and some of the rubble you see here will be used as core material for the new groin.
That's nice. Recycled groins. Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Shouldn't be hard.
I'm one of them.
Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Robert Kerr.
Welcome, Mr. Kerr. Is there something that the commission needs to know you'd like to add to or anything?
No.
That...
Basically trying to help them save the beach.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? That was painless, right?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Project is approved. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.